Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Hi, I'm Ed. You're used to hearing my voice as a reporter on Teka Teka, but we're launching a new segment in the show about pop culture, hosted by Bubbles Magpayo. Here's our first attempt at it. Let us know, did you find this fun? Do you want us to talk about pop culture more on Teka Teka? Comment on Spotify or any of our socials. We want to know so we can make stuff for you. Here's the episode.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Thought Bubbles. I'm Bubbles Magpayo, and I'll be your host. And for today's episode, we are joined by Teka Teka News reporters Bella Perez Rubio and Ed Faraon. And we are here to talk about Miss Taylor Swift. Hello, you guys.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, of course. So, can you give me a brief background on how you became a Swiftie? So, let's start with Bella.
Sure. I first became a Taylor fan almost 10 years ago. It was when 1989 had just come out. Of course, I was very aware of who she was before, but I think this was the first album where I really engaged with her as a musician, as a songwriter, really appreciated the album in its entirety as a conceptual project. And I became a fan very quickly after that and have been a fairly consistent fan ever since then.
Thank you, Bella. How about you, Ed? When did you become a Swiftie?
Ako naman, growing up with my two sisters who have been fans of the very early Taylor Swift pa lang. So I'm aware of the old songs. So I know how popular she was, but you know, as I grew up, I kind of, you know, did not follow the albums that she was releasing. But everything changed during, I think, 2022 when TikTok really blew up. Taylor Swift really blew up on TikTok as well. Trending songs always, every day may ibang trending song. Tapos how the mood among the youth is that there's every song that that you could relate to from Taylor Swift. So that's where I am at right now. As I grew up, I did not really follow the albums, but back in 2022, I got to know her more. And then I'm right now, I'm in the process of really following what she did during the years that I wasn't following her.
Well, thank you for that, Ed. Ako pareho kami ni Ed. I think we're very similar in terms of how late we are or how late we became Swiftie. I became a Swiftie during her Folklore era. I think 2 years after the Folklore album was released. I really enjoyed that album. I think I played it every single day for the past several months in 2023. I even watched her Long Pond studio recording. That's how obsessed I became of Folklore. So now let us dive into how impactful Taylor Swift has become over the years, especially now that she's doing the Eras Tour, and how this particular impact has, we've seen the emergence of professional impersonators like Taylor Swift, for example, here in the Philippines, and how they've been riding the Taylor Swift wave. What can you say about that? And how about, I think there are also multi-generational impact among family members and, you know, people who have relatives who don't really talk to one another. But all of a sudden, because of this Taylor Swift renaissance ba yun na matatawag? But with her, you know, booming popularity, what can you say about the impact that it has in our pop culture?
it's interesting how there's a debate right now on X. I hesitate to call it Twitter, but anyway, I still want to call it Twitter. But on that platform, people are talking about Taylor Sheesh, and I'm sure you're familiar with Taylor Sheesh, na in-impersonate na si Taylor Swift. Going to various areas in the Philippines, a representation of Taylor Swift during listening tours. Halimbawa, kapag when Taylor herself releases albums, re-releases, she's there to lift the spirits up. Kasi I think also medyo nagtampo yung mga Filipinos na hindi nakapunta si Taylor Swift dito sa Pilipinas for the Eras Tour. So I think, you know, sa akin, Taylor Sheesh is doing a great job at parang keeping the spirits up for the Filipino Swifties. No? So that's one side, pero the other side naman, people are saying, mabuti Taylor Swift isn't going after Taylor Sheesh because, you know, definitely yeah. Taylor Swift has the rights to go after Taylor Sheesh. Pero, you know, as a very popular figure right now in the music industry, it's good na at least hindi yun yung nangyayari. It's good that she just allows this Taylor Sheesh to lift the spirits up. But, yun nga, I hope makapunta si Taylor Swift dito para naman really ma-heighten yung spirits ng Filipino Swifties. But as for the intergenerational, multi-generational impact, sa akin yun nga, as I mentioned, there's this feeling that you could relate to every song. Parang as you grow older, there are problems and then there are problems you encounter in life and then there's a Taylor Swift song that you could relate to.
I think it's very interesting. There's been a lot of think pieces that have been written, not just about the Eras Tour, but also 2023 being a year where we've seen women exercise their economic power to the fullest. I think what's special about the Eras Tour is it was very much a female experience, but it was also a multi-generational experience. I personally went to Eras Tour in Tokyo with my mom.
Wow.
And I think it's very rare for there to be an artist where you can go with that set of people. You know, my best friend of 10 years who I grew up with her from a teenager to someone who's now several years into the workforce. And then, of course, my mother. And for that experience to be equally special to all three of us, but maybe not for the exact same reasons. You know, we connected with different songs. We became fans at different times. So for her to be that all-encompassing, yeah, it's very moving. I mean, it was moving to be there. And I think also Taylor herself has acknowledged the fact that the Eras Tour is one component of this year, 2023, so last year.
Thanks for that, Bella, for sharing that. And I think for most of us who know what's happening to Taylor and her private life, she has more than enough popularity that I think nobody in the world, wala nang hindi nakakakilala kay Taylor Swift at this point. So, siguro to end this conversation, what is next for Taylor Swift? I think there are talks of her planning to produce and direct her full-length movie, her first full-length movie, after the Eras Tour. However, there are talks on her Eras Tour extending. And Ed, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised that there are talks of having one here in the Philippines, sa may Clark daw. So, what do you think about that?
Honestly, I just want to be surprised by what Taylor is going to do. I mean, she has this genuine connection with fans. She does things that amaze us. Parang inviting fans sa kanyang flat, di ba? Parang she constantly surprises us, and I just want that aspect to remain. I don't want her to be dictated by pressures. Just be herself, really. That's all for me.
I'm not really following the news about the feature film. I've heard about it, but you know, I think with Taylor as a longtime fan, if she's not talking about it, like, I kind of don't fully engage with that yet. Mm-hmm. I think she'll tell us in her own time and she'll tell us in a way that's exciting. What I'm really excited about right now is her album dropping later this month, April 19, The Tortured Poets Department, which I think, you know, just based on the name and how she's marketing it, will be another big flex of her writing skills, which is my favorite part about her and her artistry. So I'm very, very excited about that.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here and taking the time to talk to me about Taylor. And I hope to talk to both of you again soon.
Sure. Thanks, Bubbles.
Thanks, Bubbles.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.